Okay, I want to do a quick review on Sif Aleph and Beis, and then move on to Sif Gimel Dalet, which is which will be a new topic. To review Paspalter. Paspalter is certainly the buzzword for a very confusing kula. We know that in the din of Pasakum, Chazal have a kula called Paspalter. And that kula is the subject, the extent of that kula is the subject of a machlaikis. The sheet of the Mechaber was that only Bishas Hadchak is Paspalter Mutter. What exactly constitutes Shas Hadchak, so maybe we'll get to see a little more what the Mechaber holds from the Sifim later. But certainly the Meshit of the Mechaber is that Paspalter is only Bishas Hadchak. The Ramah said no, no matter what, it's Mutter. And I explained briefly last week that it's a Machlek is Bavli and Yerushalmi. If the Gezerah of Paspalter was just never accepted by Klal Yisrael, the Gzer Pasakum by a Palter was just never accepted by Klal Yisrael, in which case it's totally mutter. Or if Chazal were Mekel, they saw it's hard for people, so they were Mekel on Paspalter. If you hold it was never accepted, Takana She'en Reif Sibir Chel Lamed Boy is Nachal, that's a Sheet of the Ramah, that's totally mutter. The Sheet of the Mechaber is that no, the Heter is only a Shasat Chaktika Heter, it's not a blanket Heter. So that's a machlekes mechaber Ramah. The Shach said to be machmir like the mechaber. So even though we usually go with the Ramah, finally we find a Ramah that's a mekel, you know, finally. And the Shach says, no, you should try to be machmir like the mechaber.
If the original said that didn't work was even on private people's bread?
Even on Palter's bed, certainly on private people's bed. The original Tekana was a blanket. The original was a blanket Isser on all Pasakum. So if you hold there only Mata Paspalter, so that means that there's a Diktakana and there's a Kula Paspalter. On the other hand, if you hold that they were never Makabal, then there's no Takana. No, we're going to see later that they are placing a Mekalev on Paspalabayas. So we're going to see that. But Lamaisa, there are two Shitas. I think historically, there have been different communities that had different levels of Chumrah, Kula, and Paspalter, and it's that way today also. I think, generally speaking, the Chassidish world certainly is Machmer on Paspalter, generally speaking, and the Yeshiva world, those who are the Balei Halacha, generally are Machmer on Paspalter. And the Hamainam is more Mekel. Hamainam finds itself in more cases of need. You're traveling on the highway, you stop in a place, you're going to the airport, you stop, you buy a pretzel, you're not going to find Jewish pretzels in an airport or in a rest stop. So depending on life circumstances, certain degree, there have been differences. I mentioned to you last time that Nitziv said that in his communities, whatever that means, nobody's Mekel the whole year round, everyone's Machmer on Paspalter. There are others that say that Mekel. The Darach Shulchan, yeah, I'm sorry. Shulchan said that they're Machmer. On the other hand, their community is no question that are Mekel, and they are two Minhagim, just like the Shulchan Aruch.
That's why it's much different.
We'll get to Mashkin, Kufi Dalad. It's not Mashkin, it's limited. But we'll get Sifhei. We'll get that today. It's from Sifhei. We'll get to that today.
Now,
could be Shasat Chak. Okay, Shasat Chak. Yeah. The question: whether you have to be Matir Neder b'Shasat Chak? It's a very difficult question. What it means. To me, make a neder pashtos. If you keep paspalter, you're keeping it according to what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, someone showed me that some sefer says that the hamaynam is machan paspalter, the only thing about bread, not thinking about other things. In the 21st century, it's exactly the opposite. When you talk about paspalter, people are worried about cookies and cake. Who's talking about bread? Like, who has, you know, bread is easy to get past Israel. So it depends. It depends on each community, whichever way it is. I don't think there's anybody today in our world that says Paspalter means We're worried about bread. Who's worried about bread? We're worried about Stella Dora cookies and Bachman's pretzels and nobody says anything about bread. Like, who needs bread? You know, once upon a time, our pas yichyehadom. Today is our cake yichyehadom. Anyway, that's the way it is. Anyway, this is all last week's discussion, paspalter. There's no question that paspalter, they had two minhagim. I can't even call them minhagim, not community minhagim, but minhagim, the way people, you know, some people in general are more prone to being mahadir in what they do, and some people are less prone. Sometimes it depends where you live, and sometimes it depends on your experiences. So to be that as it may, that's the shock of a taspah. The shorter and long of it is, the mechaber says b'shas hadchak, and we'll see in Sifei how to define that. The Ramos says it's a blanket heter, and the Shah says to be machmir like the mechaber. So we end up with sort of a cross section of how much to be mekel, to be machmir, and certainly the makom tzarich people are made. What? So it has to have a hechsher because we're worried about kashrus. We're talking if it has a hechsher, what do you do with pas yisrael? Yahshairim are generally not makbin and pas yisrael. If they label a pas yisrael, then they're makbin. But generally, the yahshairim are not makbin and pas yisrael. The same on pas palter, on the kula, generally speaking. Unless it's labeled. Some things are labeled pas yisrael and some are not.
And what is the halacha of something that only is made, manufactured, the plant?
As I mentioned, there's another heter of beis charoishes, which the Mechzitza calls it's a made-up heter, but really there are many paiskim, including Rav Moshe, who hold that something that's made in a plant that you can't make in a house is a step better than pas palter, like cereal. And Beis Chareishes is b'chal not nigzeira. They're such a tzad. And what? Because it's not the same type of pas that people make in the house. It's a different. So you don't like the Mechaz Yitzchak that there's no kula. It's a kula, what should I tell you? It's a kula that I don't think anybody would have thought up on his own, but since Pas Palter Mota anyway, it's Rav Moshe Reis. Rav Moshe Reis is a tziruf in his tshuva, but... maybe that's why, okay. Nothing else. At any rate, this is a review of the main nekuda, which is pas palter, which is what everybody talks about. And Sif Gimel sounds like an innocent Sif, and you'll see in a moment that Sif Gimel and Dalid are really dependent on a major machlekes Rishayim. Let's just see what the Mechaber says. Yesh Misha Omer. The rule in general is the Mechaber says Yesh Misha Omer. It means that he found it in one region, but doesn't mean he hasn't passed it that way. He brings it. Usually in Yesh Misha Omer we assume he passed it that way, but he tells you it's a Das Yachid. Yesh Misha Omer, Shem Palter Hizmi Yisrael. If you have a baker, so he eats cake or bread from his bakery. So if a Palter Hizmi Yisrael, I repeat, take a Pas Balabayis. Then his bread has a din of Pas Balabayis. Here you have bread. When it was baked in the bakery. It was mutter. He brought it home. He invited you over to eat. He says, look at this. I made some good new cake in my bakery. Taste it. And now it becomes pas balabayis. That's what it says here in the Mechaber. That's the din. And the Gra, the bottom line on the page, says, cake kos of hara'ah ukashitasai disfirilei basa hashtazlina. So I want to explain this machlaikis. The Ra and the Rajba, and then we'll learn the Shach, who has some kashas. The Ra and the Rajba argue if the halacha of Pas Yisrael and Pas Palter is Basar Tchilasai. When you bake it, the Rajba says, when you bake it, if it's Palter, it's Mutter, according to the Mechilim, and when you bake it, it's Balabayis, then it's Aser. What happens later is it doesn't change it. And that's what I would think. You know, it's treif, it's treif, it's kosher, it's kosher. So you bake it. If you bake it in the bakery, it's pas palter, it has kulis. If you bake it in the house, it's pas balabayis, and it doesn't have kulis. The Ra says no. The Ra says, basar hashtaz linon, loshen the Gra brings from him. Basar hashtaz linon. You don't go basar when it's baked. You go according to now. It could be he's a palter who baked it in his bakery, but now he's serving it to you in the house as a friend. He's a kruvei daita. So since he's a kruvei daita, the ra'ah says, in this case a chumra, ra'ah says, basa hashtaz linan. Some could be mutras pas palter and turn into iser.
Nobody
holds that way in Pas Yisrael. It's only the question is only about Pas Yisrael. Okay, there's a limit to the Chumra of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is limiting that the Gzeira Pas Akum is a Gzeira Bas Ahashta. Now if you turn to Sif Dalet, turn the page, we'll learn the Shach in a minute. Sif Dalet is more of the same idea. Look at Sif Dalet. Mokim she'im palti Yisrael motzi. Sif Dalet. Mokim she'im palti Yisrael motzi. In a place where there is no palti Yisrael. The person is out of town, and the shipment didn't come from the bakery out of town. The code of the Pas Yisrael. So it's a place where ain't palti Yisrael motzi. There's no Jewish baker. Ladas hamatirin. So again, Machabe says, if you hold pas palter is mutter, ledas hamatirin, you can pas palter mei chavim. So even according to those who are mekel on pas palter, so you can be mekel, imigia shom palter Yisrael, hay pas palter over kechavim asura. What does that mean? You're in a supermarket. Yeah, at a supermarket, there's no pas Yisrael available. So you go to the shelf and you take down a Stella Dora cookies. You're about to buy it. And then you see the guy wheel in a box of, Pashka's cookies or whatever cookies. So even though a minute ago it was mutter, you had the heter paspalter. As soon as they come in with the Pas Yisrael, bang, what was mutter a minute ago now becomes aser. And migia shom palti Yisrael, hari paspalter evi kechavim asura. Achi imker palti Yisrael pita. You got to wait till they sell out all of the palti Yisrael stuff. So it's like a rubber band, right? It's mutter. They bring in the Pas Yisrael. It's aser. They sell out the Pas Yisrael. It's mutter. According to the Mechabes, it's all the Mechabes sheet. What? If you buy it after, you got to eat it. They can buy a Pas Akum. Okay. Or this could be at night. It could be. The Pas Yisrael stores are open till midnight. So Pas Palter is aser. They close. It's 1 a.m. You want to buy something? Oh, yeah, so it's mutter. Next morning, the pastor store is open. Bang! It becomes awesome. It seems to go. That's what the Mechabishita seems to be. It's like the Heter and the Isser. Each one is Chayz Vanir. The Heter is Chayz Vanir, and then the Isser is Chayz Vanir. Back and forth. Why is it Shas Hadchak? Yeah, it may not be Shas Hadchak, okay. It may not be Shas Hadchak, depending on the situation, but you're right. It's got to be a case of Shas Hadchak, according to the Mechaber. But assuming, I just mean to illustrate, this Siv Dalet is Siv Gimel Shitasei. Bosa Hashtaz Linon, that you don't go, it's not that you convey, I take Paspal and say, this is Mutter or this is us. No, Bosa Hashtaz Linon, you go by the moment. If at this moment or this situation, you have a heter, you have a heter. If it changes, then it changes. That's the sheet of the Ra'ah. Chumrim both sifim. And the Rashba argues, the Rashba holds, that if when you bake it, it's past palter, then it gets whatever din it gets, b'shah safiyah. He doesn't say Ish Mishayim, it's true.
How would the
Shach says the Rashba is machmer both. The Shach, you have to turn back, it's a top Shach. The Dibra HaMasel is on the previous side. Shach Yud Beis. Ken kosav Erechas Chaim b'shem Ra'ah u'bedivrei Ra'ah b'sefer Bedek HaBayis. I mentioned to you many times that the Ra'ah sefer is the Hagois on Torah HaBayis. The Rashba wrote Torah HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis is the Ra'ah's Hagois on the Rashba. Afechesam b'beis mavur da'ainu l'shitasai d'loy azlina basa t'chilasai ay basa da'ashta. That's the Ra'ah Shiti. Go by now. Avala poiskim d'saybim pasha patim u'teres lo'ilam. But according to the Rashba, the holds pas palter is mutter. Afilu kana balabayis evikechavim imenu. Even if a balabayis bought it in the, a balabayis went and he bought pasakum in a supermarket. Now he's serving it to you in his house. Mishum debasat chilasi azlinan havalei mutter. Kivan de bishasa fi yasa yaya mutter loy mitzer su v'chinkos av rajba b'mishmeres habayi sham lehedya. And the Rajba holds that way. That fills him. They are palter etzloi. Even the palter invites you to his house. Motu kimi shayim motu b'shasafi yasei. So till now, everything's wonderful. So machlekes the Rav, the Rajba, mechaber sim kimel and dalid is machmi like the Ra'a that posa hashdas li.
Now.
So it sounds. Well, it sounds like. Well, it sounds like Sif Dalid. Sif Dalid, the Palter is traveling. In your case, the Barbais is traveling, right? So it would seem to be the same.
Should become us when you come back to New York.
Okay. I don't see the exact case. Okay, Vaita. Now here comes the problem. Lefize Kosha. Okay, we're in the Shach. Shach Yud Beis, the fifth wide narrow line. Fize Kosha. Hamacham is Fila Kamas of Zion. We're going to listen to Zion in a minute. Basit Chilasi Azlinon. There are more passages like the Rajba. Heyakos of Khan, Dinze. The Machaber. It's Siv Zayin, he passes like the Rajba. Now before he says the Teretz, we should see Siv Zayin. So let's skip Hay and Vav momentarily and go to Zayin. Zayin is similar to Gimel and Dalit. It seems it's a very few mafarshim on it. Simple case. So Zayin is actually two cases, one at a time. Pas balabayis asur la'ilam. A balabayis guy, his bread is always asur. I feel like konai palter mimenu. Even if a baker bought it, the baker is selling in his bakery, the guy should pay, you're running out of stuff. He goes to a year, to a balabais, he says, let me take yours. Goes to a guy should balabais. So it, once it's asr, it remains asr. I feel a shulchli Yisrael abesai. Even if the guy didn't go to him, he sent it to his house. I feel a shulchli Yisrael la'acher. Even if one Jew buys it and sells it to another Jew. Asur la'aylam. Once it's asr, it's asr. So far, so good. This is even he sends it to his house. Yeah. The guy bakes things, he sends it to a Jew's house. So you might think, well, now there's no kir vadas, I'm not eating with the guy. Doesn't matter. Once it's aser, b'tchil asai, it stays aser. Till now, he's being machmir. Before he's machmir like the Rav, now he's machmir like the Rashba. Okay, maybe he's being machmir mochitas. But then he says, shal palter muteres loilu. A paspalter is always muta. Afilu kona balabayis mimenu. Even if a Yugoyish neighbor went to the store and he brought some, whatever, Thomas muffins, and he bought it from the store. Now you would think, eating by my guy, Thomas muffins, now this is balabayis, pas balabayis. No. Lehochu bisuzeh achamisha pas biyode achshav. We don't go by who's holding it now. El achamishoy lebisha safiya, mamish derajba. And this is lakula. So Frech to Shach, so Zayin, it contradicts Siv Gimel and Dalet. Siv Gimel and Dalet, he says, you go, Basa, who's holding it now? Whoever's holding it now, a palter or a yid, or what the circumstances are, that's what you go. And it's Siv Zayin, he says, that Lehochu B'shas, Abim Mishmi Adei Asha, V'alachim Mishmi Adei B'shas Afiya, Paladik Asthira. So the Shach, getting back to Shach Yud Beis, the fifth narrow line, he's a kasha. Machabes feel the comments of Zayin. The bus tchilasi aslina. Because of Khan didn't say. Ulai the kakosim shem yish mishaimer. That's just satisfying teretz. Someone pointed out if Dalit doesn't say yish mishaimer. Oi efshir. The sviulei misrasi lechalei the mazminai etzlei garat fei. Or maybe Siv Gimel is worse because he invited him to his house. When the palter invites you to his house, sort of, he's a baba, it's like a glowing milsa, there's somebody he baked in the bakery, he baked for his house. So they have a dinner, pas balabayas. So that would answer at least Siv Gimel. I don't think it answers Siv Dalet. Circumstances changed. It's funny because Siv Dalet is also the Ra'ah, It's really the same ra'ah. If you look, let's see, what's the Beragayla is Vav, Sham. Okay. Beragayla Vav says Sham. It's in the same place. Okay. Anyway, you're right. Svarad is a Mokni Mechalik. In the Makar, though, I think it is the same Makar, and that's the issue. Yes. See, sealing helps for ingredients that he didn't put in tray for ingredients, but sealing can't be matter the pass. If you look in the pre chadash is on Sif Dalet. See, Sif Dalet is an asterisk, and it goes. Pre chadash says Hari pasay v'chavim asura pirish hapas asmi shalak apeheter. And the prechadah shows this for us in the chaynik, kama shkos of a rajba, the mishmeres habayis, the bezi kuchuk vatlula. You're going to change it back and forth. It looks like a joke. The bishulchan echad niter v'nesar v'chazav hutter. Sing at the table. You're allowed to eat it. They say, hold on, you're not allowed to eat it. And they say, hold on, you're allowed to eat it. Fikchikr shem yisrael okam yimenu kishol palti yisrael lo yotze mehetera. So, really, this is a hachra, which is, I believe, in Shachir Gimel, sort of a pshara between the two shittas. If you go basa tchila, basa hashta, that you should go according to the moment the Jew got it from the guy. Now, while the guy is holding it, he's a palter, and then he invites you to his house, it's aser. But once a yid buys it, it should remain... it should remain the same din once the yid buys it in Shach Yud Gimel. Shach Gimel is going to Sif Dalet, Sarachin, like Kosov Harchas Chaim Shem Rosh, Ebisyasiv Elosh, Megia Shom Palti Yisrael. The Pasa Palti Chav Masura calls Machu Biara Palter. As long as the guy has it, so then it could switch back and forth according to the Ra. Avam Lochi Kvar Yisrael Beheter. Once a Jew buys it, like Kosov. The Aser. V'nira d'shari. Chemash koin d'vei ha-ra b'edek ha-ba'esha. So he's saying it will be a chuch of a tlula, that once the yid buys it, it should go back and forth. So it's sort of a pshara between the shittas, that the moment you buy it from the guy, that's kaveya. And, what? So then it would never be shasafia, I guess, is kaveya till it changes. And if it changes, it would change beyond the guy. Right, so this is this particular tumul. If you go basa tchila basa hashta in lamdis, when we learned this, we suggested, maybe we found also suggest that the machlaikis here is really in a way a deeper machlaikis. The Rajba in the yeshivish language holds it tzisa chefta. He holds basa tchila azlin. You bake it, whatever it is, it is. That was either the pass is Isser or the pass is Heter. Well, the pass is Heter B'Shas Hatchak. You label the pass has a certain din. The raw holes, it's not a din the Heter. The Heter doesn't get a label. It depends on circumstances. You go Basa Ashta, you go Basa whatever the circumstances are. So it says like the raw doesn't call it sort of what we would call an Issa Heter, and he does, the Rashba does. Now, why is this important? Because later at the end of Bishalakim, we're going to have another Machlaikis, the Rashba and the raw. If bli ois of bishul akum, presumably or afiyas akum, if bli ois in a keli aser, this is a tremendous nafkamina. If bli ois, that means if a guy cooks, so the food is treif, bishul akum. Do the kelim become treif? This is very important because let's say you have a neighbor and you know the neighbor has a guy to the house the whole day. So probably the guy, I'm sure the guy cooks sometime during the day, unless they do something to make sure he doesn't. So there's such homes, I'm not comfortable eating at a home where they have a guy there a whole day, unless they do something to take care of it. So let's say I'm going to go to eat there, not the guy's food. I'm going to go there and eat whatever, Shabbos, cholent. So I hope the guy didn't cook it. Do I have to worry about blius and the kelim? So the sheet of the Rashba is that blius aser. It's like everything has treif. The kelim need to be kashered. The shita of the ra'ah, the sheet of the Ra'ah is that please don't ask it, Bishalakum, Afiyasakum is Afkasnus. You have a relationship with him. No one's going to invite you and say, hey, taste my blias. Only food that's awesome, not blias. Seems to be the shitasam. The Rajba holds it's an isachefza. When you bake it, it gets its din. There's no basa hasha, basa shasafia. So the object is an object of iser. So then it asks blias. The Ra'ah says, depends on circumstances. I can't tell you it's us, I can't tell you it's mutter. Let's see what happens. So being that depends basa hashta, the Ra'ah fits well lishitasai, and it's a geshmak alum this, and may even be true. To my flakes and my tallies ever said. Well, in other words, it's not a label on the food. It's the circumstances that determine. So since it was determined, so that would be the Rosh.
Why doesn't the Mechaber have to say that? Why doesn't the Mechaber just say Chasna? Why do you have to give an example to talk about what Chasna says? This way, he should say, if there's Chasna, it's us. If there's no Chasna,
it's us. Well, see, he said earlier that there's a certain light plug. We said, even if, in Sefalf, he said, even if you have a case, an elderly person who has no children, it's still an issue. It's still because it's there is a certain level of light plug in the gzeira, which is how much. But you can't just pick circumstances. There have to be rules. The Rajbal's the rule is b'shasafia, and the Rahul's the rule is basa hashta. But that's what you mean. I don't know if I'm getting your question.
If the guy brought the pas yisrael and then invited you to the house, that would not be a problem.
Right, that's what it says in Zion. It's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
So what's the logic for that?
The logic is so like the Rashba, it's geshmak. The Rashba is a sechef. So when you bake it, you're kadeya. That's the most geshmak. The Rashba, so the shach is. That's the stira. Why is he passing like the Rashba and he like the Ra? But like the Rashba, it's an issa that's nikva b'shasafia. It gets its name. Chazal didn't ask it eating by a guy. They asked it eating pas shel guy or bishel shel guy. The difference of a guy makes his own homemade chocolate chip cookies, or he brings out a container of cookies. It's different creature of a dash. That's all. A homemade meal is a homemade meal, and yeah.
Is it possible that the Isur Hesashita comes from the fact that in the first line of this of Sif Aleph, it says Hashem Amamim Ode Kohavim, and that it's based on a concern over Avodah Zarah.
I spoke about that last week. The Paiskim don't make a chilatina of the Avodah Zarah and not. I mentioned that Shach Gimel, who tells you to look in Hilchos Akum, sounds like he's telling Avodah Zarah. And there's a makar for that in Rishayim, and we had a Negilion. But the Paiskim today, all the Achrayim are not mechalik. If a guy isn't over the Avodah Zarah or not. We don't know, because you have to remember that the sensors changed. Wherever it said Goy, they changed to Ivek Kechavim. So the sensors in Russia changed all of the, for some insane reason, they were very worried about the Shulchan Aruch saying not nice things about them. For that reason, wherever it said Nachri or Goy, they changed it to Avodas Kechavim, to idol worshipper. But it doesn't generally mean Dafkan idol worshipper, because, okay, it's not an absolute rule.
My basic question about this: today with industrial stuff, and Mashiach is in 100 miles away, and he opens the oven, or something like that. How do you determine if it's really positive, if it has a hechsher on it?
So there are two parts to my answer. One part is the standard line, and that is, if there's a hechsher, you're relying that they take care of it. So either you rely on them or you don't rely on them. So hopefully the hechsher takes care of it.
That,
if it says Pas Yisrael, I'm saying if it says Pas Yisrael, you're assuming that they take care of it. On the other hand, I don't know today, but I know 20 years ago, I can't say blanket, but a blanket rule. But I know firsthand from someone who was there, who was in the plant and gave the heksher for one of the Jewish companies, that he said it was not Pas Yisrael. And he said, except for Liebers. Liebers was always more... that doesn't mean it's that way today, I have no idea. He said, Liebers is always Makan Pas Yisrael, but all the other companies are not. He told me, and again, this goes back 20 years ago, to about 1999 or so, and it was a chavrus of my father's who worked there. That was his work. He went for, and he said, Liebers is Makbid, others are not Makbid. And he said, the way it works in the plant then, I'm not saying today, is you go to the plant, you check all the ingredients, and then the mashkichim go out of the room. They go, when the plant is running, for insurance reasons, or excuses, I don't know, they stay in a room, the mashkichim, and they come back, and they label the ones that were made that day. They have to know what they're getting was made that day, so however they do it. So there is a control, but the question is whether they're really makbid or Pas Yisrael. I assume when it says Pas Yisrael on the package that they're really makbid. When it's done, cameras? What are cameras? I'm not sure what you mean. What? Who? He said that it's not Pas Yisrael. That's what he said. It's not Pas Yisrael. It wasn't labeled Pas Yisrael. I don't know. I take a pretzel back today. It says, on a Pas Yisrael? I don't think so. Well, we're going to learn. He can throw and kiss me. We're going to learn the ways that he can make a Pas Yisrael. But he was saying was, at that time, they were not marked. But it could be, if Sherem Mekom was sophisticated, it could be a change. What I'm telling you is that you have to be sure. That you can't assume just because it has a Yiddish label. I assume if it says in the package, Pas Yisrael is one thing. But if it doesn't, then... And when does it come up, halacha l'maaseh? So we can be samech on the shach. It's a machlekes anyway. And the shach has a pshara of when you buy it, it's kaveya. I think it could lie in the shach.
Invited you personally to his house, but tomorrow maybe you should say, well, you have this personal relationship, maybe even in the bakery.
Maybe you have a personal relationship for your chef in the bakery. So it's hard because usually Chazal, when they set up Isurim, they usually didn't make a subjective to different circumstances. So it's very, like I told you once, I must have told you, I had Shiloh from someone who was Megayer. So he called me, he says Megayer that afternoon. He had leftover eggs that he had cooked that morning. whether it's Bishalakum, whether he's allowed to eat it. So what's the answer? No. Bishalakum, no? What? Well, marry himself. Okay.
What about the
blias? What about the blias? Yeah. So for Gerim, I think we're Mekel. I mean, if there was cash or no cashless issues. If it says on the package, Pas Yisrael. If it doesn't say, I can't assume anything because I don't know. If it says Pas Yisrael, you can assume it's Pas Yisrael. Hopefully, the Hesher is reliable. If it doesn't say Pas Yisrael, there's a reason for it. A reason for it. There's a people are makbid. I'm makbid to buy matzahs to say Pas Yisrael. So that's a practical question. I'll tell you the truth. The problem with bakeries is that many bakeries start baking very early in the morning. Not so easy to get from people to go in early in the morning. You know, if you're paying, $15 an hour, certainly, for $15, he's not going to go in early in the morning. And if he's already, a management level, so he's past the mission, going at 5 in the morning, it's very hard to get a person to go in at that hour. I know my father in the business, he's always, he has, people stay for 10, 15 years, and they're the ones who come in the morning. They unlock the place, and they do it. But you always have to find somebody. You have to pay him. And usually he has to run out to daven at some point, so you have to have someone else there. And it's a hassle. It's a very... Every bakery that has the CRC Hechsher. Now, if it's in Williamsburg, it's because Williamsburg is CRC. If you go to Borough Park or Flatbush, the CRC is Samer. They have zero Hechsher in Flatbush except a bunch of bakeries. Why do they have bakeries all of a sudden? Bakeries are Samer? No. Because they hold, they're only Hechsher of the major Hechsherim. They hold the Gabi Chala that you can trust the Goyim to come in early, make a dough, and separate, they don't call a challah, they put some dough aside, and when the yid comes in at 7 or 8 o'clock, he'll separate challah. The other sherim hold that a guy doesn't have nemanis, and you have to have a yid there when you make the dough. Now most doughs, you don't make the dough the night before, it's going to spoil sour by the morning. So you have to have somebody come in, make the doughs, and you have to have a yid there at that hour to separate challah. So it's an expensive thing, and not only it's expensive, it's hard to find a year to go in at that hour. So the bakeries switched. We had a bakery that says switching. So I say, why are you switching? Because of that. That's the only cheshbon they have for switching, was because they don't have to. It's not only the money; it's the hassle. You know, you're not busy. You didn't make chasnas. They can't come in tomorrow morning. You can go to country. They can't come in tomorrow morning. You know, the rabbi's yard side. They can't come in tomorrow morning. There's always a reason they can't come. Their own, they have always for their parents not coming in at 4:30. You didn't always have, you know, like Hamad said, Shabbos Hayayim, Pesach Hayayim. They always have reasons they can't show up. It's just a hassle. It's just, I don't blame them. I don't even blame them. They're going to get a hechsher that's accepted. Why would they use a different hechsher that puts impediments on them?
Knowing that they're...
It's a kula. Rav Dayan Cheskel Roth, they used to call him the Sat Medayan. He had that position. He has a tshuva that was written a long time ago when he was a young man, explaining his shita that it's mutter. And he said, it's mutter. Now, if you don't want to rely on it, so you just separate challah yourself. You get a Danish, pinch off a piece and say, Zul challah. I mentioned once, Rapam did that all the time. Rapam, whatever he got, he pinched off a piece, he said, Zul challah, and he put it aside. If you lock goyim in a room with kosher ingredients, everything will be kosher coming out. Unless you have meat and milk. Why would a geisha worker bring in treif ingredients? He has no incentive. An owner would have incentive, but a worker? A worker has no incentive. If anything, they steal the ingredients, which happens. But they don't... Well, you have a hashi, it's a benefit. You check the ingredients. The Hesher doesn't trust. The Hesher has to know independently. They check. To think that a guy is going to bring in the ingredients, he has no incentive. It says beferish that somebody had no, someone doesn't have profit from you, not chayshish.
So in the case when you are out of state, let's say you're in Pennsylvania, you buy the Thomas bread, and you're driving back to New York.
He's asking, you buy it in Pennsylvania, you come back home to New York.
So you have some leftover. What do you
do? So... The place can talk. I don't remember where the place was going to talk about it, but yeah. Dough is not baked. Dough is not baked. You bake it later.
Right.
So dough is not a problem. Dough is not a problem. Only baked. Okay, let's see Sif Hei. I have to tell you the truth. Sif Hei is disturbing to me because the Mechaber Shita is there has to be a Shas HaDchak. Now read Sif Hei. It's not to understand. There's nothing like it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, I think. Okay? It needs a Shas HaDchak. Zok Sif Hei. Yesh Aymer. Shemi Sheyesh B'yadai Pas. Either he has already in his hand a pas that he baked. Oy Sheyesh Palti Yisrael. Or he has a Jew, so it doesn't matter if I baked it myself or I bought it from a Palta Yisrael. V'yesh Palta Oyde Kechav. Oysa Pas Yofa Mimenu. So I have plenty of Jewish bread. But there's a Palta guy who makes a special Geshmaka Pas Yofa Mimenu, a better bread. Oy Menacher. He makes a different min. Shem V'yadish O Palta Yisrael that the Jewish baker doesn't have. A different min. Ramesh has a tshuva about a city where the bagels are Pas Palta. There are no Pas Yisrael bagels, but there are rolls and there's bread. So Ramesha says that's his case. Bagels is only palter, pas palter, akum. And ein biyodai shalpati Yisrael. Mutta liknais palter avikachavim. But Malkim Shinogu had to be pas shalpata. In places that have the heter pas palter, it's mutta. Kima de daita nechi yoseb, but pas palter zeb, necha shibuse beinav, harizek, pas de chuk aloi. Machabe says, seems to say, if it's better, it's more geschmack, that's already a heter. Now, Sif Beis, he called it Shas HaDchak. Very hard to go from Shas HaDchak to a taste a little better. So, like I said, I've never seen anything like it. Yeah. Nogu heter b'chaber is b'Shas HaDchak. Right? B'chaber doesn't give a right to be more mekel than Shas HaDchak. So, Mokshin Nogu heter. So this is the mechaber. So I don't know. This morning I had to find some answer to this. So I did find that Dr. Tshuva brings a pre-tayer. I looked up the pre-tayer. Pre-tayer says it's not mutter mishum toises tainug ba'alma. That's what he calls it. Just more geschmack, that's not enough of a heter. You need that there's some benefit. What is benefit exactly? It sounds, or maybe it's cheaper, or maybe you're serving guests and it's nicer. He says toises tainug ba'alma is not mutter. That's not this push of taich in the mechaber. But the Mechaber comes from a Gemara. The Gemara in Laman Hamid Beis says that Rabbi Yechon didn't hold it a heter pas palter. He says, no heter. He said, who's matir? So the Gemara brings a maisa that Rabbi once went. He saw the Talmidim. Shahaya pas techuka lahem. Now what does pas techuka mean? It sounds like they didn't have enough bread. So Rabbi said, why the pas techuka? Buy from a palter. So when it's pas techuka, you have a heter. So Mechaber uses that lashon. Harizek ki pas techuka aloi. So to say that it tastes a little better, you know, this is chocolate and the other is vanilla, you know, like it's a little. But anyway, the pas pshat in the Mechaber is definitely pas yafa mimenu, and I don't know, can we make on something because it's pas yafa mimenu? It's hard to understand. Yeah, I'm saying for the Mechaber Shita. According to Ramah, you're right. According to Ramah, he says it's absolutely mutter, even if it's equal. But the Mechaber Shita, not the Mechaber Shita. Mechaber Shita is only Shas HaDchak. Mechaber says Shas HaDchak. How do you call Shas HaDchak? Because this one has sprinkles and this one doesn't? What? I don't know. I agree. We read the Mechaber. Like I said, I don't see anything like it. Shas HaDchak. What's Shas HaDchak? It tastes better. All right. Yeah, you want it? What? I got a secret. If it doesn't taste better, you're not going to eat it anyway. Like, why do you want to eat it if it doesn't taste better? Right? Yeah. They want the pappies or they don't? They want the pappies. So if a pappy sees on the thing, it'll be mad to pass palter. Okay. What? Heta for? Entomins. Pass palter. Pass palter.
We use the same for milk? For milk, do we use the same?
Maybe. For a Moshe's heti, you mean? Maybe. Kavel is Kavel. Okay. Right. I'm talking about the Mechaber? The Mechaber?
Yeah.
Okay. That's called Shas HaDchak, it tastes better. I said, I never saw anything like it. Shas HaDchak, it tastes better. It says, Harizek ki pas techuk aloi. What does it mean? It's like pas techuk aloi. What does that mean? not sure. All right. The Sesame Chumi is supposed to be machmir across the board. When there's a heter, you're supposed to be machmir. I should mention, I don't mention last week, the Mishnah Brura in Reish Mem Beis, in the first simin in Hilchos Shabbos, says, I think it's Sivkot and Vav, that on Shabbos and Yomtiv, you should be machmir and pas palter. That's what he says. He brings the, I think it's in Teres Chatos, that one of the reasons we have a minik to bake our own challahs for Shabbos is that people shouldn't rely on pas palter. That's one of the reasons in the makar of the minik. And Mishnah Brura brings that Shemachmar pas palter. I mean, it's certainly mashmir that the whole week they were mekel. It's but on Shabbos, his lashon is whoever's mekel all week should machmar on Shabbos beyond. I saw challah somewhere that includes chalamayid. Oh, you know where I saw Reb Nebenzal hashiurim. That's what I saw this morning. Reb Nebenzal shiurim on Simen Kuf Yud Beis. In his shiurim, he brings this pritayar that says loy mishum taisis tainik ba'alma. And he writes that Yesu Chaim Kanievsky, if it's cheaper, if that's also called a heter. So he brings Kedarka in Eretz Yisrael. I asked this gadol. He said yes, and that gadol said no, and that gadol was Masupik. He brings, I think Chaim was Machmir, Yoshua was Mekel, and the third person said he's Masupik. So. Okay. Look, Mar Mokam Ani Loch, we're going to move on. We're not talking Lomdis now, we're talking. The Shach said to be Machmir. Shach on the Ramah said to be Machmir. And the Aruch HaShulchan said Machmir. Chacham Zadam Lashon is Bal Nefesh. There's no question there's a heter. The Ramah is Mekel. The Shach says to be Machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Minig is Lahachmir. Chacham Zadam says Bal Nefesh Yachmir. So there's Mokum to be Mekel. And it, no, you're right. Because since in the Makara Dover, there. When it says here, Machmir says to make tshuva, you're saying, does that mean those who hold like the Ramah Machmir, or even those who hold the Shach and the Machmir are also Machmir? It sounds like it's a sort of an across the board thing. The Machmir says to make tshuva. It's funny that this is the one mussel that's brought everywhere, is the Paspalter. Okay. Be there as it may. Okay. Sivav. It's a good point that Eretz Yisrael, there's not much paspalter anyway. Wait, they don't have the Filipinos? Here we have Mexicans. Who's working in the back of the bakery? Not Filipinos?
Jews
put on the They have Arabs? I'm sorry to hear. Yeah. Or Sameach is putting up a building. You know, while that one building is worried, the other building, and look at it, it's all Arabs building the building. You're building a new yeshiva, it's all the Arabs building it. What?
Binyanaku.
Okay, let's see Sivav. That's about Nefesh Shachar. That's about Nefesh Shachar. I think that's what it is.
So what should I do on this Shabbat? I'm marking all year long.
What should I do? I'll try to think of another new chumra for you, Mandy. Okay. On Sesame Tshuva, you should eat extra Pas Yisra. Maybe some more. A Sivav. Okay, here, Sivav goes into two discussions. The main discussion that we're going to have to straighten out is what's included in Pas. Bread, cake, what types of cake, what's included. And to just sort of cut to the chase, there's a short Taz. The Taz says, before you even look at the Mechaber, the Taz says in Vav, and this is what the later Paiskim will bring, the rule of thumb is any cake that if you ate kviya suda, you would bench. So that is the din of pasakum. Okay, anything that via suda, you would bench, that's pasakum. So that doesn't include pancakes. Pancakes are on a grill. You can eat as much many pancakes as you want. You never. So that's bishalakum shayl. It's not afiyas akum shayl. Afiyas akum are foods that have a din pas. Not necessarily amaiti. It could be mezainis. But if you'd be kaveh suda, it would become amaiti. So that's what qualifies as pretzels.
Pretzels would never qualify,
basically. Pretzels would. If you had enough pretzels, you're bench. Yeah, because it's baked. Pretzels is baked, then you would have to bench if you had enough pretzels.
Spaghetti
is out. Because it's cooked. Pretzels are baked. You would. If you ate enough pretzels, you have to bench. So what about cereals? So I think I mentioned last week, and I saw Reb Nebenzahl brings up a shame somebody else. I had heard this from Rebelsky. He writes Cheerios in Ivrit, that Cheerios are, I forget who he brings it from, and Rebelsky had said this, that Cheerios are not really baked. They're what they call toasted. The way he described it, it's a flash fire that's it's flashed onto it, and that's called toasted. It's not called baked. I don't know exactly how to define it. But the brand cereals, all the brand cereals are a dough. They're a dough that's cut up and baked. The brand cereals seem to be the one cereal that's a problem with paspalter. Obviously, cornflakes or Rice Krispies, they're not chitin. So the shahakol, even if they're mezainis, it would be a different type of mezainis. You have to bench. Okay, you have to eat a nice couple of danishes. Well, I don't know because of benching now, but. No, donuts is cooked. We're going
to
talk about donuts.
No.
Donuts are fried. You don't have to bench. You can get as many as you like. Okay. Okay. Well, next week we'll talk about donuts. There's a Mishnah Berurah. A chiddush of Mishnah Berurah, which we'll talk about. Okay, I'm sure you're too many. Somebody who eats enough donuts to bench usually is in bad shape. So bagels is a mistake. Bagels are cooked and baked, but they're only cooked. They're thrown into hot water for an instant. It's not edible. The surface, the lumdus of a bagel. What's different about a bagel? You throw into hot water. And the outer shell becomes baked. Baked means it has no ability to rise. What rises, they're organisms that make it rise. When you boil organisms, they die. So basically, the outer shell loses its ability to rise. So when you put it in the oven, the inside rises, but it's in a vise. It can't rise. So you get that tough bagel taste. You got those air spots, but then the dough is sort of pressed against the outer skin, and you get the chewy type of a bagel. So even though there may be somebody who said, well, bagel is bishalakum, because he didn't know the metzias. The metzias of our bagels, if you look at the bagel and they take it out of the hot water, there's no havamina that it should have any that's right lachila, and there's no question about the bagels that they're what? They bake it, so shall pass, but now shall bishalakum. Bishalakum would be a more serious issue. It's pas, not bishul. Sivav. The makam shenogu hete pas palter. Afilu hu nolosh bebeyim. Now he's coming to tell you might think you have an egg challah, there are eggs in it. That's bishul akum. He says, no. Even if eggs are mixed into the dough, still v'yesh. Well, we'll talk about that, but the mezainis hamaisi is not a distinguishing factor here. The makim shenogu had the pasha pata. Afilu nolish bebeim, oy shebeim tuchin alponov mutter. Or eggs are smeared on the top. Let's see what that means in a minute. Mutter. Aval in panda, but in panda, that's panada in the Gemara. That's mentioned many places in Chazal. It's like a knish, but it's got fats inside. It's dough wrapped around fats. Now the panada is a long story. We're going to talk about it next week. What's the difference? There are eggs inside, or there's fats inside. If the fats are called bishalakum, why aren't the eggs called bishalakum? So Pashto reason is, and the grub brings, is that when you mix the eggs into the dough, when the eggs don't cook until they're part of the dough. When you put fats in the knish, the fats cook as fats. They become vishalakum. It seems these knishes were chashuv foods.
I mean
the filling itself. It's a good question. I'm not sure how to answer it. But anyway, if the filling cooks and it becomes iser and then it goes into the dough, so then that's a different story. Now, I'm going to leave that for next week. I want to talk about is just the first line of the Ramah. Yesh ha'isrim bepas shebeim teichin aponam mishum shehem be'en. Some asa when you have egg smeared on it, ve'enim betelim legabe pas. There are two shittas in what this means. And those are machlokes mechaber Ramah. If you have egg smeared on top of a cake or a bread, if it's asarana. If you buy a kokosh cake, or an Entenmann's cake, that's a rolled cake, there is a schmear on top. You'll notice it shines on top, and if you look at it and turn it over, the shine stops at a certain point. That's generally egg whites. They take egg whites and they smear the top. They take a brush and they brush it and then they bake it. That's the way they make. Now, the question is, the Ramah is being machmir. Does he mean to be machmir on such a thin layer of eggs, that's chazusa v'alma, which is all you can do is see it. So there are two interpretations here. The Gra seems to say so. The Gra says that Gra Yudalid Yesh Eisrim Rama Asis V'svar Rishayna Sfirulei the Mechabot Kimo She'enei Ela Lamara Chazusa La Milsa. Mechabot holds it's only for the look. I'm also, it doesn't count as anything. But the Ramah is machmir. So the Gra is machmir even on a shmir on top. That would be a problem with all these things that the shmir on top would asa. However, it would be bishalakum and it would asa because cooked eggs is. However, Darach HaShulchan brings, and normally the Gra and Darach HaShulchan, no contest, but everyone seems to understand like Darach HaShulchan that we're not talking about chazusa ba'alma. It's hard to justify that a shmir on top should have a din of bishalakum. He means something, it sounds like he's describing something like French toast, where you have bread, and the bread has cooked eggs on the bread. So you have bread with cooked eggs on the bread. Is that bishal, or is that afiyah? You would have to bench if you ate enough. Is that bishal or afiyah? So the mechaber holds it's mutter, and the Ramah holds that the tzasser, that the eggs have a dim bishul because they're you can see them by themselves. So that seems to be here the dispute about something like French toast. So it's interesting, if you have a Sfardi who goes into a Milchika restaurant that doesn't have bishul Yisrael for Sfardim. Sfardim are Mohammedim in bishul Yisrael. He's stuck, he's going in, everything there is for him, it's not bishul Yisrael, for him it's bishul Akum. So you tell him to buy French toast. Because the Mechabeshita is that French toast has a din pass. Doesn't have a din of I don't know if he wants French toast. You know, scrambled eggs, he's going to have a problem. Because the Shitasai, the Sfardim hold that a Jew has to put it on the fire. It's not enough to turn on the fire. The Ramah holds enough to turn on the fire, which is what most restaurants do.
It has to be Pas Yisrael.
But okay, you know, it's the Kachim Advarim. Anyway, this is like a sidebar to Sif Vav, the machloikis of eggs on bread, and the ikashail of what's mezainis, what's bread for Pasakum, said I will leave for next week.